Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's daily audio devotionals. In this series, we will be reading in the book of Matthew, which is a part of the Synoptic Gospels. The Synoptic Gospels refers to the books of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, which means that these Gospels contain many of the same stories, and that those stories are sometimes even presented in the same sequence within each of the three different books. The book of Matthew itself was written towards a more Jewish audience to convince them that Jesus was the Messiah promised to them in the Old Testament. It is believed that this book was written 80 to 90 AD. Now, AD stands for Anno Domini, which is Latin for in the year of the Lord, indicating a year after the estimated birth of Jesus Christ, which essentially, it means, after Christ, when referring to a date on the calendar. Nowadays, some more non-religious scholars do use the abbreviation CE, that stands for the phrase Common Era. But both CE and AD refer to the same years in the Gregorian calendar, which is the most widely used calendar today. So let us open our Bibles to Matthew chapter 6. With today's reading, we will be starting in verse 1 and ending on verse 18. I'll be using the New Living Translation, but you're welcome to follow along in the version of the Bible that you're most comfortable with. Now, starting in verse 1. Watch out! Don't do your good deeds publicly, to be admired by others, for you will lose the reward from your Father in heaven. When you give to someone in need, don't do as the hypocrites do, blowing trumpets in the synagogues and streets to call attention to their acts of charity. I tell you the truth, they have received all the reward they will ever get. But when you give to someone in need, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. Give your gifts in private, and your Father, who sees everything, will reward you. When you pray, don't be like the hypocrites who love to pray publicly on street corners and in the synagogues where everyone can see them. I tell you the truth, that is all the reward they will ever get. But when you pray, go away by yourself, shut the door behind you, and pray to your Father in private. Then your Father, who sees everything, will reward you. When you pray, don't babble on and on as the Gentiles do. They think their prayers are answered merely by repeating their words again and again. Don't be like them, for your Father knows exactly what you need even before you ask Him. Pray like this: Our Father in heaven, may your name be kept holy. May your kingdom come soon. May your will be done on earth, as it is in heaven. Give us today the food we need, and forgive us our sins, as we have forgiven those who sin against us, and don't let us yield to temptation, but rescue us from the evil one. If you forgive those who sin against you, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you refuse to forgive others, your Father will not forgive your sins. And when you fast, don't make it obvious, as the hypocrites do, for they try to look miserable and disheveled so people will admire them for their fasting. I tell you the truth, that is the only reward they will ever get. But when you fast, comb your hair and wash your face. Then no one will notice that you are fasting, except your Father, who knows what you do in private. And your Father, who sees everything, will reward you. Once again, that was the Gospel of Matthew chapter 6 verses 1 through 18 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the verses in Matthew we just read a little more in depth. Motives matter. Why do you pray? Why do you pray for others? If we are honest, there is often a self-centered goal at the root of our acts of devotion. We want to look good. We want to be better or look better than others, comparing ourselves rather than serving our Savior. It is not that our relationships with others don't matter, from today's reading in verse 14. It is that serving is not about self-righteousness but honoring God. Our acts of goodness don't increase our value. Our value comes from God alone. Jesus cuts through our muddled motives and calls us to the only one, God Himself. There is no higher good, there is no higher motive. We are invited into a direct relationship with God. He is our Father. It all starts with accepting the Father's perfect love, the love that only He can give. Filled with His love, we overflow. So being filled with His love is priority one. Jesus said when, not if, we pray, fast, forgive, and give to those in need, so we must be doing these things. They are not optional. They are also not possible without the love of the Father flowing through us. Here are some thoughts to meditate on during your personal prayer time and for the rest of your day. Honestly, what are some of the false motives that are part of your serving? Will you find your full worth in Christ alone and ask God to change your motives? Which parts of the Lord's Prayer do you need to add to your daily prayers? We're so grateful that you joined us for our daily audio devotionals, and we hope this was a great encouragement to all our listeners out there. Make sure to follow along with us on Monday through Friday for more enriching insights, discussions, and soul-searching introspections of these sacred biblical writings. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.